We continue now with lesson number 15 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. And today we will be studying the fourth perek, the fifth and sixth Mishnayos. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Hei. Until now, the scenarios we've been dealing with have been rather simple. There's a Toveya, and he's claiming money from a Nitba, and he approaches to Edom and says, come and testify on my behalf. You know that the Nitba owes me money. And they swear, or he is mashbia them, and they respond amen to his hashbo, that we do not know any testimony. Then they are chayev a korban olav yored if what they're saying is indeed false. However, here we have a different scenario. And that is where the Toveya has a complex set of claims against the Nitba. He is not only asking the Nitba to give back the $100 that he lent him. He also has several other claims, which we will see in a moment what they might be, against the Nitba. So, if a person says to the Edom and says, Mashbiyani aleichem imlo tovo usiiduni, I want you to swear, because I want you to come and testify on my behalf, Sheyeshli biyad poloni, that I have in the hands of the Nitba, Pikodon, I lent him my lawnmower. He says that I never did so, that the lawnmower is his. So I'm claiming back from him a Pikodon, a lawnmower that I left him. Usisu mesyot, I also lent him $100. And I want that $100 back. I gave him money. I placed money in his hands as a loan. Sesum esyot. Vigozel, furthermore, beside the lawnmower that I lent him and want back, and the $100 I lent him and want back, he also stole my precious silver goblet. Vigozel, so I want that silver goblet back. He stole it from me. And furthermore, I lost my wallet yesterday, and this guy found it. Va'aveda. I want it back. So I want back from him the lawnmower, the $100 I lent him, the silver goblet he stole, and my wallet, which he found yesterday and claims did never be found. I know he has it. And the witnesses say, Shvua she'ein onu yodim l'cho edus. We know no testimony in this matter. We can't help you. Sorry, we swear. And they're swearing falsely. But all they said was one shvua. We swear we don't know anything about your claims. Ein chayoven elo achas. They made one shvua. They're only obligated in one korban olav yored. But suppose they said, shvua she'ein anu yodim she'yesh loch biyad ploni pikodon usisu mesyod vigozel vaved. They say, we swear that we know nothing about your claims of a pikodon, the lawnmower, sumas yad, the $100 you say you lent him, the gozel, the silver goblet that you claim he stole, and aveda, the wallet that you lost and you claim he found. We know nothing about all these four things, and they itemize these four things. Then, chayoven al kol achas v'achas, there'll be chayav not one carbon olav yored, but four. One for the shvua they made with reference to the pikodon, the lawnmower, one with reference to the loan, one with reference to the stolen goblet, and one with reference to the lost wallet. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Mashbiya ani aleichem im lo tovo usi iduni sheyesh li biyad ploni pikodon chitin usa odin v'chuspin. I left in this guy's trust, and Toveya says, I left in the Nitba's trust a bushel of wheat, a bushel of barley, and a bushel of spelt. And therefore, I want three things back from him. So there's one Tevia. The Tevia is, the claim is for a pikodon, or for three pikdonos, which he left, three bushels of different species, which he left with the Nitba. And the Edom respond and say, Shavua she'ein onu yodim l'cha edus. We know no testimony with reference to your claim. Then Ein chayovin ela achas. They made one shvua. They're only chayiv one carbon olav yored. But suppose they say, shvua she'ein anu yodim lecha edus she'yesh lecha biyad ploni chitin usorin v'chusmin. We do not know anything with reference to a bushel of wheat, nor with reference to a bushel of barley, nor with reference to a bushel of spelt. Then chayovin el kol achas v'achas. It's as if they made three shvuos, three false oaths, one with reference to the wheat, the chitim, one with reference to the barley, the seorin, and one with reference to the kusmin, the spelt. Mishnah Vav continues with a little bit of complexity, for which we have to explain a basic rule in the Torah. And that is, there are two types of obligations that I might have toward another person, that the nitba might have to the toveya, the plaintiff might have to the defendant. It could be a claim for mammon, for money. I lent you $100, I want back $100. You stole from me $100, I want back $100, etc. There's also a category of obligations known as kenas, where the Torah imposes a fine upon a person. Not compensation, which is termed mammon, money, $100 for $100, but a fine, a specified amount, 30 shekel, 50 shekel, 100 shekel, which is not correlated with the value of the damage. It's simply a fine imposed by the Torah. This is called a knas or a fine. There is a rule which says, mode b'knas patur. If the person says, in the case of a fine, I confess that I owe you the money, I confess that I did the thing that was wrong, then the person is exempt from the fine. It's only when he says, no, I don't owe you the money, and it's proven that he does by witnesses, then does he have to pay the knas. But mode b'knas, if he confesses, potur. So now, in cases of pure cases, where the only thing that Toveya is claiming from the nitba is a knas, a fine, and he approaches two witnesses and says, come to me, the court, because I want you to testify on my behalf so that the nidba pays me the knas that he owes me, and the witnesses swear, we know nothing about what you're talking about, and they're swearing falsely, they are not obligated in a korban ola v'yored, because it can't be said that they are causing a definite loss to the toveya, because the nidba, with just a simple statement of I confess, can exempt himself from payment to the Toveya. So it's not the two witnesses who are swearing falsely and denying the Toveya their testimony that causes the Toveya to lose money, since potentially the Nitba could get off the hook independent of these two witnesses by simply confessing that he owes the Knas. But suppose the Toveya comes after the Nitba for a complicated claim, which includes compensatory damages, mammon, and a fine, a knas. And the witnesses in this regard swear falsely that they know nothing about this matter, then they would be chayev a korban ola v'yored. Not because of the knas component of the claim, but because of the mammon, the compensatory money involved in the claim. And we will see some examples in the Mishnah Vav of this situation. Mashbia ani aleichem, imlo tovou usiduni. I'm requesting that you swear with regard to your knowledge of testimony, because sheyesh li biyad ploni nezek, so and so damaged me, His car drove into my car and caused damages. He was neglectful about his fire and it burnt down my barn. That's nezek. Nezek is mammon. That's not a fine. That's compensatory damages. Person did $1,000 worth of damage, he has to pay $1,000. V'chatzi nezek. Now, there are different types of chatzi nezek, of half the amount of the damages, where the damage was $1,000, but the nitpa, the mazik, in this case, only has to pay half of the amount, $500. One of those examples of chatzi nezek is what's called tsuroros. Tsuroros means when a person's animal is walking and steps upon a can, and the can goes flying and breaks the vase of this toveya, of the nizik. Then the mazik, the owner of the cow, only has to pay half of the value of that vase. And we rule that chatzi nezek tsuroros is not a knas, is not a fine, but rather it is mammon, it is damages. However, because of the nature of the indirect nature of the damage, the cow stepped on something, a can, and that can went flying and broke his vase, that we only require the owner of the cow to pay half the damage. But at the half the damage is also compensation. It's half compensation. It's mammon, not knas. And therefore, if the witnesses would swear falsely that they know nothing about this nezek or chatzi nezek, they would be chayev carbon oreid, carbon olev yoreid for shruas ha'edus. Tashlume kefel. Suppose I have a claim, Toveya has a claim against the Nitba, because the Nitba stole from him. He stole from him in secret. He broke into his house at night and stole $100. So the din is, for Geneva, the Sganov, the thief, has to pay kefel, double. He stole $100, he has to pay $200. Of that $200, $100 is mammon, is compensation. Stole $100, got to pay back $100. The extra $100 is knas, is a fine. So therefore, the claim is for both mammon plus knas, for the first $100, which is mammon, and for the second $100, which is a fine. Then, if the witnesses swear falsely about their ignorance of this theft, they have to pay, they have to bring a korban ol over yoreid. O tashlume arbo v'chamisha. The Torah tells us that if a ganav breaks into my ranch, to my barn, and steals an ox or a sheep, and slaughters it or sells it, so for the ox is worth $100, he's got to pay me $500. For the sheep, which is worth $100, he's got to pay me $400. Now for the ox, the $500 claim that the Toveya is making against the Nitba, the Toveya is making against the Ganav, for a claim for $500, $100 is mammon. You stole my ox, you owe me an ox. The ox is worth $100, you owe me $100. The Torah fined you, in addition, $400 more. But part of the claim is mammon, not knas. Therefore, if the witnesses swear falsely that they do not know any testimony about this theft, they are chayav a korban olav yored, because part of the claim was from mammon. I gave you the example of the ox, a similar example in the case of the sheep, except for the sheep, in our example, the $100 sheep would cost the gun of $400, but the first $100 of those $400 would be mammon, and therefore the korban olav yored would apply to a shruas ha'edus. Or vishe onas ishploni es biti. So-and-so raped my daughter forcefully. Or ufita es biti. He was guilty of statutory rape. He seduced my daughter with his sweet talk. In these cases, the Torah imposes a knas, a fine, upon the rapist. But the rapist doesn't only have to pay that fine. he also has to pay compensatory damages. The shame, the embarrassment that he caused the family and the girl. The pagam, the damage he did to the girl, because a victim of rape is worth less, even in the monetary sense, than a girl who was not raped. So therefore, part of the claim has to do with mamon, with the money, the compensation for the embarrassment and the damages. And only part of it is for the kenas, the fine which the Torah imposes upon an ones umefate, upon a rapist. Again, as long as a component of the claim is mamon, excuse me, in this case, boshes or pagam, the rules of korban ho'edus, of shvuas ho'edus, of korban olah v'yored, do apply. Another example, v'shehikani b'ni, person says to witnesses, I want you to swear and come to court to testify that my son struck me, and he struck me in a way that he caused no bloodshed. He punched me in the belly. There's been no wound. So, therefore, my son is not chayav misa, because if you strike your father and cause a wound, the death penalty is imposed upon the son. But in this case, since there's been no wound, no bleeding, no bruise, the son has to pay the father. He has to pay the father for the embarrassment he caused him, for the pain he caused him, boshes and tsar. So the claim is a claim of mamon. And a claim of mamon, shvuas ha'edus, korban olah v'yored, apply. Or, if a person comes to the witnesses, and said, I want you to swear, shechoval b'chaveri, that so-and-so assaulted me physically, v'shehidlik eskedishi, or he burned down my silo, my barn, my store, my granary, b'yom ha'kippurim, he struck me on Yom Kippur. And the person who causes a wound to another person on Yom Kippur, or a person who sets fire to something on Yom Kippur, is obligated in the Misa of Kores. His life is cut short by heavenly means. But he's also obligated to pay for the wound he inflicted or for the granary he burned down. So in the claim, there's not only a claim, there's not at all a claim against the kenas. There's a claim for mamon. There's a claim for a damage caused by the assault, the physical assault, or for the damage caused by burning down my granary. Hare elu chayov. And in all the cases listed above, if the witnesses swear falsely and say, we do not know about these various scenarios, and they swear such, then falsely, then they are obligated in a korban olav yored because of shuas ha'edus, because there is a mamon component, a compensatory component to the claim. So in spite of the other aspects of the claim, which might involve a knas or might involve serious crimes over and above the compensation, striking one's father, violating Yom Kippur, nevertheless, since the claim consists of at least partly a monetary, a compensatory claim, mamon, there is the application of the rules of shvuas ha'edus and the obligation to bring a korban olah v'yored do apply. And so we have finished lesson number 15.